This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Next slide, please. If you don't go to enough meetings, perhaps you don't know the aggravations of the computer-based slideshow program PowerPoint. The idea is to summarize key points in a speech in a graphic. The frequent actual practice is for many people to click their way through a PowerPoint presentation hour after hour, the presenter simply reading every single word on every single slide. Next slide, please. Now a new voice rises in the land, a familiar voice actually, to say PowerPoint can be an artistic medium. And this guy knows art. David Byrne, best known as the lead singer for the 80s band Talking Heads. He spoke with reporter Deborah Schifrin about his new PowerPoint book and DVD.
David Byrne hadn't planned to do an entire multimedia art project using PowerPoint. But a few years ago, he used the software for the first time in a presentation. He says he was struck by the negative effect it had on the way people communicate.
If you think you're going to be transmitting information from one person to another using this medium, it steers you in a certain way away from that. It slowly coerces you into limiting what you communicate and to communicating it in little kind of sound bites or in an outline. And certain kinds of ideas can't be expressed in that form.
But despite his initial disdain for the program, Byrne became intrigued by its artistic potential. He began turning PowerPoints, bars and lines, stock images, and cliched phrases into his creative playground. His main idea was to take the rational forms and structures of this business tool and use them in an irrational way.
I kind of love to use cliched phrases and cut them loose from what they're associated with and use them as kind of free-floating poetic elements. That I can kind of rearrange as if they're blocks and make them mean something completely different or reveal them to be as absurd as they actually are.
He compiled his work in a new book and DVD called Envisioning Emotional Epistemological Information. In one section, Byrne has a series of PowerPoint slides laid out on a vivid red background. The slides mix business phrases like economic indicators and global initiative with emotional phrases like let yourself go and feeling really good.
Well, in a way, I'm trying to talk to myself and understand what are these phrases saying? Can there be a kind of crosstalk from one to the other? A lot of these business and economic phrases do have personal and emotional and even erotic parallels, which is maybe partially intentional.
This set of slides from his work also has charts and bar graphs, which at first glance seem coherent. But on closer examination, the lines and blocks and explanations don't actually mean anything.
No, I'm afraid most of the charts make no sense whatsoever. The form immediately makes you think that it's conveying information and that it makes rational sense. You just look at it and you go, this is the results of someone's research and it's obviously true and there's some information here that I've got to glean. And then the more you look at it, the more you realize none of the content is telling you anything whatsoever. If anything, it's just confusing you further.
And that's the point Byrne is trying to make about the messages we receive from mass media in general. Byrne composed three new pieces of music for this DVD. In one section, he shows a photo of a businesswoman whose head gets enclosed by a cube and then is replaced by another head. Byrne composed electronic-sounding music to give the impression of a mechanized world.
It sounds like a whole lot of electronic wind-up toys all running simultaneously at once. But the music at the same time is kind of cheery and upbeat, so it doesn't sound ominously mechanical, but it sounds as if that's a good place to be.
According to Byrne, this art project is not so different from his work with the Talking Heads, a band that put edgier and sometimes abstract lyrics onto an established pop song format.
In the fact that I'm using a medium that's ubiquitous, that everybody knows about, and maybe using it in a slightly different way, giving a little twist or tweak. In that case, it was pop songs. I was perfectly happy and excited about using that as the limitation that I would write within that format. And in this case, I'm limited by what PowerPoint would do.
In the book, Byrne describes himself as a smug pseudo-bohemian who resisted working in a medium that's so, well, non-avant-garde.
Artists are notoriously snooty and suspicious of anything coming from the business community. So I have all kinds of built-in prejudices and suspicions that are working against me. and that would naturally steer me away from anything like this. But that's maybe exactly why I would turn the steering wheel and go right into it.
That's Same As It Ever Was for David Byrne. For Day to Day, I'm Deborah Schifrin.
And you can see samples of David Byrne's PowerPoint art on our website, npr.org.